nature of our service this morning is going to be somewhat different from other services, but if we have the same reaction at the end that we had this morning, you're going to say this was one of the greatest times you have spent here at Wayside. The book of Habakkuk is a book that, it's the fifth book in from the Old Testament, so if you go clear back to the last book, Zechariah and Malachi, just back up five books and you'll have Habakkuk. And the book of Habakkuk was written at a time in Israel's history when God was about to judge the nation of Israel with a group of pagan nations called the Chaldeans. And he was going to bring judgment down upon the nation of Israel through these people who, in the words and the thoughts of Habakkuk the prophet, were more wicked than Israel. And the prophet struggled with the idea that God would use a more wicked nation to judge his own people who were wicked. And so he wrestles with that issue all the way through. Until you get to the end of the book, I want to just read the last few verses because it's so appropriate to where we are in our country right now. Habakkuk's faith leads him to this position. Though the fig tree may not blossom, or to put it in more contemporary language, though the stock market may bottom out, nor fruit be on the vines, though the labor of the olives may fall, the bond market may drop. You see a severe economic calamity here in these words. Though the fields yield no food, though the flock may be cut off from the fold, there be no herd in the stalls. In other words, there's no jobs. The workforce is affected, as we hear it's already being impacted this week. Yet, notice the next verse. Yet, I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord is my strength. He will make my feet like deer's feet. The prophet says, I'm going to rejoice even though there's calamity all around me. The Lord, He is my strength. He is the source of my joy. He will make my feet like deer's feet. We live out in Hollywood Park, and this morning I scared a bunch of deer that were right outside our door. I mean, they took off. You've all seen deer flee so swift. And what David, what the prophet is saying is, he's going to deliver me. He's going to give me a way out. And he will do that for us as a country. Put aside everything you've heard. Put aside all the TV images, all the suffering. Focus upon the God who is our strength, our salvation. Let's stand together as we pray and as we praise Him. Father, our hearts are so filled with so many emotions this morning. We go from anger to compassion to sympathy to mercy to wanting justice to be done, to fear. And I pray that You will use this time as we have met together, that we might praise You in a spirit, with a heart that we have not praised You with in recent days. Father, may this not only be, as we've heard this week, the awakening of a sleeping giant, may it be the spiritual awakening of a sleeping giant. A people who realize that we have made these images, even the images this week that reflect our own strength, the Pentagon being a symbol of our military might and the World Trade Centers being a symbol of our monetary might, and yet You have allowed these gods to be smitten before us, just like the helpless gods of the Philistines fell before them. But Lord, You are still God. You reign. You are on Your throne. And may we worship You in spirit and in truth this morning. We pray in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen.
Mighty fortress, Lord, You are. Let's sing together. Oh, my. joy, Lord, at the work of your hand.
I sing for joy at the work of your hand. Forever I love you, forever I stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have in you.
Nothing compares to the promise.
Nothing compares to the promise I have in you. Your eye is on the sparrow, and your hand it comforts me. From the ends of the earth to the depths of my heart, let your mercy and strength.
Let me live in the glory.
Oh, let me live in the glory of your grace.
As the deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after thee.
You alone are my strength.
You alone are my strength and shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship.
Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts.
Then I acknowledged my sin to you, and I did not cover up my iniquity. I said, I shall confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the guilt of my sin.
Let's just take a moment of quiet confession. You may want to kneel. or you may want to just sit down, or you may prefer to stand. It's all right. Just come before the Lord for a couple of minutes in quiet confession before we pray for the needs of our country and the needs of those who are suffering right now as a result of the tragedy. Let's make sure our own hearts are right before God. Spend a couple minutes in quietness before Him.
Oh, to know righteousness. You're my all, you're the best. You're my joy, my righteousness. You're my all, you're the best. You're my joy, my righteousness. And I love you, Lord. And I love you, Lord. And I love
you. Sing to God, sing praise to his name. Extol him who rides on the clouds. His name is the Lord, and rejoice before him. A father to the fatherless, a defender of widows, is God in his holy dwelling. God sets the lonely in families. He leads forth the prisoners with singing.
You can be seated at this time, and as we continue in a spirit of prayer, we are reminded this week that we as a nation are a family. And in a sense, the world has united with us as part of humanity, the human family. We come together as a family here at Wayside. We're made up of individual families. But right now, we want to specifically remember the families who've been impacted by the tragedy in New York and Washington. And the way we would like to do that is to have you pray, perhaps as a family. If your family is here, or if you would like to join, maybe a family or some others around you, and just pray specifically for the members of the families whose dads did not come home this week, whose moms did not come home, whose children did not come home. Many of the firemen, the policemen, whose families will not see them again this side of heaven. Let's pray together for just a few moments as families. If you'd like to pray by yourself, that's fine. But let's pray fervently for these sorrowing families.
Tapestry, he's weaving you and me to someday like him. God is too wise to be mistaken. God is too good to be unkind. So when you don't understand, when you don't see his plan, when you can't trace his hand, trust his heart. So when you don't understand, when you don't see his plan, when you can't trace his hand, trust his heart.
Finally, be strong in the Lord and all his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers and the authorities and against the dark powers of this world and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the evil day comes, you will be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand.
Amen. Amen.
At this time, as we remain in a spirit of prayer, we want to pray specifically for our president, for all of those who are with him at Camp David at this very moment, making decisions that will ultimately affect all of us, the whole world. We pray that he might, as he's already indicated, look to our Father for wisdom. We want to pray for his protection, the protection of his family. But let's specifically limit our prayers to our president, others who are making decisions, and for world leaders. And I would like to ask several of you men to come, keep your prayers concise to the point. But those of you who are leaders in your home, perhaps even leaders here at Wayside, just to come. We have microphones in the front where you can lead us in particular areas of prayer for our leaders. Father, our president desperately needs you, and he acknowledges that. He has set the example this week of a godly man who realizes that we are at a point where we can no longer keep you at arm's length. And even the ACLU and others who would be so outspoken have remained silent because they realize that in times of crisis, there's only one to whom we can turn. And I pray for our president. I ask for his protection upon him and each member of his family, for all of the others who are with him making decisions that will impact all of us and will perhaps anger at least a segment of our world. We know that the Secret Service can do much to protect him, but Father, may those unseen angelic beings of yours be a hedge of protection for him, for his family. Grant him wisdom. Grant him patience. We commit him to you, along with all others who would lead us. In Jesus' name, please come lead us in prayer.
Our Father and our God, we just thank you and we praise you for your word and the promises therein. And your word speaks very clearly that if we ask anything according to your will, that you hear us. And if we know that you hear us, that we have the petitions that we desire of you. And so, Lord, in faith believing, we would come before you today and ask that you would heal this land. We thank you for the events that have happened, as dramatic as they have been, For we know that your ways are above our ways, and your thoughts are above our thoughts. And Lord, we don't understand. But we just pray that you would bring glory to yourself through all of this. Bring people to their knees. We pray especially for the leadership, those that you've entrusted. We pray especially for those who are of faith, who know you, that you would lead and guide and direct them. Give them special wisdom in any effort for retaliation and any effort to remove this evil from the world. And Lord, we feel that your coming is very, very soon. Prepare our hearts and help us to look upward. Just bless this church and the ministry that we have in this community, and bring many to know you as Savior. We just pray for a real revival of hearts in this, in Christ's name.
Heavenly Father, never in my lifetime have I seen more unanimous support throughout the world for the United States. World leaders who, a matter of days ago, were in disagreement have pulled together in support of us. Father, I would pray that you would move their hearts and that your hand would be guiding them as they make decisions that perhaps might be politically incorrect with their people. I've never heard your name called upon more than I have in the last several days, nor have I heard the word pray. And I would just pray that the leaders, our leaders in the United States who have said those words, who have called upon you and have said, pray for this nation, truly mean it and truly understand what they're saying. I would ask your hand to guide President Bush, Vice President Cheney, his cabinet, all the military consultants and leaders, as they prepare to do whatever it is they're going to do. Father, I tremble in fear over what the next days may bring, but I know it's in your plan. And I would ask that you just protect them all from any future terrorist activities that may be planned, that you would allow them to go about their job in a way that would bring glory to you. And I ask all these things in the name of your Son.
And Father, I just lift up the men and women at Camp David today. I pray, Lord, that even though they are gifted and trained, that they would trust not in their own understanding. And Lord, I don't know where each one of them is coming from spiritually, but I know that President Bush has a relationship with you. And Father, I pray for a fresh anointing of the Holy Spirit on him. I pray, Lord, that he would be guided by you through your Holy Spirit. I pray, Lord, that as the man who will make the final decision, as our commander-in-chief, that he would be completely guided by you. I pray these things in the precious name of our Savior Jesus.
Dear Lord, we thank you for a president who humbly admits that he needs your guidance. We thank you for his faith, and we ask you to keep it strong. We ask you to provide good advice, good advisors for him. But we also ask that he come to you on his knees to ask for the ultimate advice. Lord, he has a tough decision to make. It may seem like the weight of the whole world is on his shoulders. I pray he will turn that weight over to you. I pray that he will stand on the rock of your word, and that he will be strong and not wavering. Lord, bless him. He is trying to stand for righteousness, and he needs your help. In Jesus' name we pray.
Lord, we come to this time of need that President Bush is planning some things that just help him to get the strength, the power that he needs. And it just reminds me of Joseph and his brothers who they planned to kill him for evil, but you meant it for good. And these people that you, this toast thing is meant for, they meant it for evil, but you meant it for good, because these people can save their lives, save the world, Lord.
Father in heaven, we just come to you right now, Lord. We ask for your mighty hand to be over President Bush and the cabinet and all that are meeting. Father, in Scripture in 2 Chronicles 7:14, you spoke these words, "If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land." Lord God Almighty, we have just been so compromising. We have not looked at sin as sin. And through those choices, the consequences are we have fallen so far from you, Father. Restore our land. We ask for a revival in each one of our hearts. And Lord, change this land and change us to be more like you. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen.
Father, there's so much to be thankful today, Lord. I especially thank you for the security that you have given through my life, Lord. The freedoms that I can come and go, Lord. But as the events unravel this week, I find that my life is really brittle and it's just hanging by a shoestring. The shoestring is your love. That's been written in John 3:16, Lord. But also, I was thinking about a while ago, all the school teachers, all the men that are in this country, Lord, that maybe have been on a fence, Lord, deciding which side to be on, Lord. I just ask that you just give them clarity of which side of the fence to be on, Lord, to lead their families in the right directions. I pray that you give patience to all the American people who are traveling, Lord, or who may have